no-brainer. It's a 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 no-brainer.
Well, 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 Jeff, looks like a bone might be a body part after all.
I don't think a 2-to-1 vote from our listeners is good enough to cause for a debate, Josh.
I don't know. It's close. Considering we have 46 total likes on the page. Yeah. Yeah, we surged a whole bunch within the past week or two here. So we're doing pretty good on likes, but we would like you to do some more voting if you can.
Remember, 100 graham crackers.
Step your game up, fools.
Yeah. Yeah. Na-na-na-na.
Welcome to It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. I'm the mellow fellow with the yellow jello named Josh.
I'm the fat cat with the flat hat named Jeff.
I'm the lewd dude with the crude moon named Zach. I hate you.
Atlanta Media, I'm Rita the Senorita. Eat a pita with Velveeta and a margarita.
Rita, you're the worst.
Yeah, man, she just, out of all the rhymes, that was the worst one.
Yeah.
She just can't rhyme.
Velveeta with on a pita does not sound good. And then if you add in a margarita, I think I'd have to drink the margarita first.
Yeah.
And then be like, all right, pita.
Pita cheese.
Cheese on it.
Where's the Velveeta? God, Rita, you suck.
All
worst
right.
AI.
Just in case we get extra ornery against Rita this week, we will have to employ the bleep of the week, perchance. Rita, I guess we'll leave that choice up to you again. What is the bleep of the week this week?
1,182.
F*** you, Rita.
Already,
you dirty bitch.
The hostility has already started.
Yep.
But again, if we swear anytime during the show, make sure you keep your ears open.
Yeah, jerk.
It's not a G show. So we don't have to bleep that one out.
Jerk doesn't start with G.
Wait, G E R K, right?
Gerk.
Gerk. Jerk McGurk.
Can we make that a slang term now?
Oh my god, a gerk? What's it for?
Gerk.
I don't know.
What's it slang for?
It sounds like an action, doesn't it? Man, I just gerked everywhere.
No!
All right. This isn't the first act we had in mind, but after we finished taping the original start to this episode earlier this week, we found that the recording was corrupted and couldn't be exported to our editing program.
We're running low on patience following this glitch. That's why I'm a little ornery. So we're going to go through the headlines to some stupid news articles and summarize the stories without even reading them.
Starting with the first headline. Teen microwave's cat claims it was arguing with him.
Oh.
We're diving right into the...
What do you think the cat did to warrant such extreme behavior?
Obviously, they're arguing. So I'm guessing it was about the lasagna. I think we have a John Armbruggle.
Maybe this teen really likes Mondays.
Right, it's like, no, Garfield, f*** you.
Why are we always riffing on Garfield?
Babe, cat.
Then why am I always talking about Mondays?
I don't know.
Because Garfield hates Mondays.
You've always got the lasagna quips.
Pasta bajul!
I hate
Papa da Boopy!
We're getting out of hand already.
In a way, though, this makes me a horrible person. I was always curious what happened if you microwaved a live thing. I just never had the craziness to do it.
Well, that's good.
Right.
But we've already got a problem, and that's that you're a psychopath because you already think about it.
I was just curious what happens. Like, I don't know, like... They say in space your blood boils.
I was going to say, its blood would boil and it'd probably explode.
Right, because the microwave cooks from the inside out, right?
Yep.
So, yeah.
It'd be like, you know, when you put a bunch of, I don't know, let's just use beef stew. You put a thing of beef stew in a sealed container inside the microwave, and if you microwave it long enough, the lid will explode off and all of your contents of your delicious beef stew will go everywhere.
Oh. I think we should move on. I'm sad now.
Well, let's see if this will cheer you up. Man allegedly robs bank for $1.
Wow.
He did not pass go.
No, no, he didn't. What is the point of that?
He just wanted a pack of gum.
So steal it from the store.
He was going to McDonald's afterwards.
Yeah, I could go for a large Coke right about now.
Do you think that's where they picked him up?
Oh, my.
The nearest McDonald's.
He gets there, I forgot about tax.
Son of a
That's it.
We're going back.
I need 5 cents.
Next story, nun caught stealing beer.
So that's self-explanatory. Yeah.
But first glance, I saw nun stealing bear, which would have been much more of a better story.
Yeah, it would be crazy.
See, I feel like I could have a lot more to say, but quite frankly, that's nothing about this headline surprises me.
Just wait, nun, the nun beer. Steal beer?
Yeah,
she just wanted some beer.
Hell yeah.
When you're a nun, you just think it's for you. It's probably sitting on the counter. It's like, oh, that's probably just no one.
They're like, I drink wine every other day. Why can't I have beer?
I drink the blood of Christ, so it's got to be, what's the difference in beer?
I'm just imagining, what is it? Don't they do that in Dazed and Confused? Don't they steal beer from you two are both giving me really blank looks right now.
Yep.
Not even sure what you're talking about.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, you know that famous scene from that movie. No, I'm just kidding.
Where they steal beer?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
And they run out. So, nah, man. Guys.
It's all right.
It's okay. We love you anyway. As we go from beer to mixed drinks here, the next story, teenager drinks liquid nitrogen cocktail, needs to have stomach surgically removed.
So here's the thing. let's really get into this one. Let's get deep into this one.
We're going to dissect this one.
So right away, there's a problem. The teenager drank a cocktail.
So you're saying the age thing, yes. Okay.
Already there's a problem. Now, where the hell did a teenager get liquid nitrogen? I don't know where to get liquid nitrogen. Go rob... And go hang out with nuns and steal beer and then go to the local school, the Catholic school, and steal it from the science department? Sure. Oh, wait, if it's a Catholic school, they're not going to have a science department. I'm already poking holes in my own logic.
Damn it.
Then they removed his stomach?
Yeah.
I'm guessing he probably froze his stomach.
Yeah, but how the f*** do you remove someone's stomach? I'm just going to go ahead and say this, but like... Even if my stomach's frozen with liquid nitrogen, I think I still need my stomach to live.
They probably put a fake stomach in. That's my guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what's that?
I don't...
You give me what you think a fake stomach is, and we'll really get into this.
They can put in fake veins. They can replace heart. They can put monkey hearts in people, for God's sakes.
All right.
I mean, they can make a 1-inch incision in your chest, or through your arm, I mean, and like... Do surgery on your heart through your finger. It's like, what the fuck is up with science?
What do you think they put in there then? What do you think they use for a fake stomach? Do you think that they just like threw something together?
A plastic bag with some acid.
It's one of those smiley bags with like, have a nice day. Thank you.
You know what? We're going to go out on this. Double up the bags.
This is going to need two.
Now that I think about this, I bet you a stomach's just on the organ donor list, just like anything else.
You think they asked him how much this is? Like, well, obviously you're retarded because you drank liquid nitrogen. But, you know, like, how much do you eat on average or consume? Like, we just got to get a good idea of
how big of a stomach you want here. Yeah. You want one like the same size, or do you want to lose a little bit of weight and get you a little smaller stomach so you can't eat as much?
You got some love handles on the side. You want us to give you a smaller stomach? We can help you with that.
You know, while we're at it, let's just work on that face of yours. It looks like you got hit by the ugly train, so.
Would you like a C? Maybe like a C cup size, like stomach.
I can't tell if your boobs are filled with milk or gravy. Come on, I mean, would you like?
I'm sorry, I'm just imagining someone lactating gravy. Now. Oh. That's the grossest thing. But at Thanksgiving, dinner, would you like some gravy on that, honey? Oh. Just lactating some steaming hot gravy.
Mm. Breastfeeding a baby in public. No. It's like, here.
Have some gravy.
Some fat guys over the side, like, can I hit that? I want some gravy. Sweet gravy action.
Yeah, I got some mashed taters. Can I get some gravy?
Can you just dump this on this my biscuit?
Hey, you want to go have sex? I'll bring the meat if you'll bring the gravy.
Oh. All right, last story.
Good transition.
Forest Service wins paintball war with aggressive mountain goats.
You know, I think that war was probably a little one-sided. I don't think goats can shoot paintball guns.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Goats are vicious creatures.
True.
Think of how agile they are.
They have thumbs, don't they?
granted, granted, goats are pretty stupid. So they were like, bah! And then they just got shot in the face. But you know, if they wanted to, they could run.
How would they defend themselves, though? Is that just running away, or would they
either running away or running at you?
Could they like do the thing like they did in Grindhouse, where like one of their legs was a paintball gun, and it would just like stand on its hind legs and just like.
No.
What?
No, but I bet you a goat. Here, I got it. A goat's natural defense is that it would run up and it would just eat you. It would just eat your clothes or like eat the gun. Like, whatever. Goats can eat anything.
Is it weird that all I can picture right now in my head is a goat with its legs replaced with four paintball guns?
Someone please Photoshop that. For the love of God.
Yes, please.
That needs to be the episode picture. Ultra Goat. The Goatinator.
That sounds like one of those really cheesy sci-fi horror films.
Yeah.
It would like do backflips and then just fire all the paintball guns in mid-flip.
He's got four.
It's the Ultra Goat. Oh God, no! Ultra Goat's here.
Yeah.
Couldn't be any less amused. You piece of.
I'm laughing on the inside.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Well,
if you don't think goats with paintball guns for legs is an awesome.
That is pretty goddamn awesome. Yeah, you're not American. You're like Canadian or something.
Some hot rod flames on the side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who goes so much faster?
Look at like neon underglow.
Who get like two goat power for that?
Totally Banksy that goat.
Oh. I can't believe you just dropped a Banksy reference.
Yeah!
And especially to a goat.
If you want to know how to rob a bank or be kept up to date on our show or force feed me graham crackers, you can follow us on Twitter at No Brainer Show. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/No Brainer Show. And we got more stupid stuff after this short break.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of IAMB Does Things That Doesn't Transmit Well to Radio Audience. This week, the guys will play Kerplunk.
All right, so who's going to go first?
You.
Me?
We're at your house, so.
All right, so welcome to Kerplunk.
You're the leader of this ragtag.
I'm going to try this one here.
Douchebags.
Oh, thanks.
You got
to
turn it, Josh.
I have to turn it or you have to turn?
It has to turn?
I never understood the rules of who gets to turn it. Oh, so Zach goes next?
Yeah, Zach will go next.
You don't want it to plunk.
Oh, thanks.
Curring's fine.
Curring is fine, yeah.
There's no plunks.
That's the sound the straw makes when it exits the cup.
Just all of them fall.
Well,
that's right.
I have to turn it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I gotta go all the way towards Josh, so. Oh, wow, that one's like. Just damn.
No,
you
do that.
Did that.
I want that one, though.
Well,
oh, yeah. We all picked the same color straw.
I know, that's why I wanted that.
Not
one.
Not that any of the listeners can see that, but.
No, I don't know that I ever. I might have played Kerplunk once in my life, but I think I mostly played with the straws and the marbles. So
yeah.
I don't think I ever actually set the game up very often. Oh, these are like spaghetti, but they're colored. Oh, I should eat them.
And the marbles are meatballs.
Ooh. Oh.
Marbles are moving.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You're going to get our first plunks?
Nope,
no first plunks.
Oh.
Yep, I'm going to get a marble.
Oh.
Do you have to commit to your straw?
Yeah, once your fingers touch it, it's
yours.
Oh.
You got a marble.
Oh.
I saw where that was going. I knew those were supporting there.
Oh, but you got to turn it.
Yeah, just like so.
Okay, I'll be daring here. I'm not going to be the pansy this round.
Boom. Oh.
Boom. What now?
Oh, you're committed now.
You got to take it.
I don't
take it
think
like a
I
man.
Might be all right.
Yeah, be a man.
Oh,
you got two.
Oh, but you're not out yet.
Yeah, you're.
Oh, now you're good. Good job.
Now you got to rotate.
You're just so tenderly rotating now.
Oh, God.
I see nothing good coming from any of these straws that I can pull out.
Oh God.
Yeah. Jeff ate all the marbles.
Plunk.
How many did you get?
Too many.
He is up to 9.
8, yeah.
Are there no more oranges left? No,
there's one orange.
I'm not going to take that, though.
That orange is the worst.
I don't know if that one's safe or not. I'm going to try it, though.
Damn it, that was the one I was going to take.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Nice.
Son of a...
I didn't like all that shifting. I don't like any of this. Damn it!
One more.
I knew that one was fine to pull, but I just had to be careful with it, and I wasn't careful.
Oh, no! I'd say those all count for you.
Yeah, I lost as soon as I got those.
I'm going to try this one here. Oh, damn, God, no. This is not safe. It's tight in there.
No, you're...
Oh, no, I got four.
I'm winning now.
Mm-hmm. Nice move.
Easy peasy. Oh, what are you doing? Suicide Kerplunker here.
I already lost, so it's just between you two. Now we're to the point where none of them are safe.
Oh! Oh, my God. Oh! What just happened?
What is going on?
I can't stop laughing.
What? Oh! Two more drops. So it's the Zach's up to five. I have four. Jeff has a lot.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to explain it.
Jeff, this is really...
Oh! Oh!
If I can do this easy enough, that one won't fall down.
Here you go. And I just got rotated.
Whoa, MacGyver.
So there's four of them, and all four are on the support. Oops. That's bent.
How are those staying like that?
Oh, don't bump the table, man.
What is the rule about, like, finagling the marbles once it's in the cup? Can you, like, push it over with a straw?
I have no idea.
So.
Okay.
I think that's what cheaters would think.
Okay. I didn't even touch it! Zach, you won. You had his final score of 5. I had 7. Jeff has 20. So that's Kerplunk. Last week, Obama and Romney began a series of debates to allow Americans to see who is best qualified for the position of United States President.
Judging from what we saw, when you are in a debate, you have to stick firm to a single belief and insult your opponent in the process.
Seeing as we do that kind of thing on our podcast all the time, we figured we'd try our hand at a good old-fashioned American debate.
Yeehaw! Special thanks goes to listener Elise for suggesting this great idea. This is going to be pretty fun. Here's how it's going to go. In the first round of this week's debate, Zach and Jeff will provide an opening argument for their side for a duration of 30 seconds. They will then get another 30 seconds to say why their opponent's argument is wrong, also known as the rebuttal. To close the debate, each side will get a final 30 seconds to summarize their points to convince our listeners that their platform is the best one. For this debate, Jeff will be arguing the pro side. Zach, you'll be arguing the con side. Next week, we'll rotate the positions here. So one of you will become the moderator, and then the other two will debate. And then,
all right.
Well, so we'll be doing this for the next 3 weeks. How does that sound?
Oh, wow!
Oh, wow, yes. That was exactly the reaction I was looking to hear. So we're starting with Jeff here. He's the pro side. This is the topic. Do newborn babies have a positive impact on society? All right, so Jeff, you got 30 seconds to state your case. Remember, you're for this argument here.
Yeah.
You say that they
remember
will.
Your point of view.
Also reminding the listeners of who's doing what. So, Jeff, go ahead. Your 30 seconds begin now.
All right. Babies can contribute to the society because, they work as a chick magnet. If you're a single father, the girls like to see that as a single father is taking care of their child. And when you have a newborn infant, this conversation topic, and get yourself a nice little lady friend to take care of the baby for you. And eventually, when you keep that hard work going for that child, you get yourself a nice little future slave who can do all the dishes for you. You know, I don't feel like mowing the grass. You, little Timmy, go get the grass mowed for me. And, you know, you get a cute little chick magnet, and you get a slave.
Okay, that's time. Very good. Okay, now we'll go to Zach, the con side. You're stating your argument now.
You went for the chick magnet and slave side?
Yeah.
Thanks. That's what I would have done too.
So Zach, your argument.
Hang on.
You're not arguing against him quite yet. So your opening argument here.
I gotta really give me like 5 seconds to brainstorm.
Okay.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
I'm trying to really embody Romney here and not thinking before I speak.
Well, you could be Obama and not think and speak at all.
Yeah. Hey. He does better when he doesn't talk. Like any good woman.
Oh!
I'm kidding.
Sexism.
Oh, hang on. See, I'm going for the Mitt Romney experience.
I see.
I'm really immersing myself.
play the character. Play the character. Just think, what would the 53% do?
Okay, I got this.
You got it? Okay, your 30 seconds, Zach, starts.
Hang on. Yeah, I'm backing out of this.
I'm playing the position of Jim Lehrer really, really well here.
Really
I'm just
are.
Like letting all this fly here. It's like,
hang on.
That's right. Yeah. Can you give me a few minutes here?
Can you do me a favor? Can you just restate the thing to make sure what I'm about to say lines up?
All right. So you're against the argument here. Do newborn babies have a positive impact on society? Jeez. So you're pretty much saying, all right, so why
if you're confused,
okay,
you don't think they contribute.
Okay.
No, no, I got you, it. I just wanted to make sure that the words that I was about to say were going to be relevant.
Gotcha. All right. Okay, your 30 seconds start now.
Newborn babies are the absolute worst thing for society. They're filling up our landfills. They're filling up... the babies aren't directly going into the landfills,
okay,
but they're diapers. They're consuming things. Mm-hmm. They're shitty. They're drooling machines. They're mm-hmm. the absolute worst.
Okay. You got 10 seconds yet?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
I'm just going to let them ride out.
Okay.
I'm going to let them ride out.
You're just going to toss them away like the babies.
Yeah.
All right. That ends round one. We now go to the rebuttal period. We go to Jeff now. You're stating why his points are wrong. Your 30 seconds start now.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not a baby throwing away asshole. So if I am...
Hey, I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish.
Pause my clock. Pause my clock.
No, no, I'm just embodying Mitt Romney right now.
All right. We'll continue Jeff's time now.
All right. So, yeah. And who cares about the environment? I mean, whatever. It'll fix itself eventually when I don't have to worry about it in a different generation. It's literally a slave that's legal that you get eventually. Just put in a little hard work, you get a legal slave. We can't buy slaves nowadays. That's just not right. But
5 seconds.
Kid is a slave, and he gets you chicks.
Okay. Now, Zach, you're gonna rebut his arguments. Now
you're gonna rebut
it. I'm rebuttal. So my rebuttal is now stacked on top of his rebuttal and his original argument.
Pretty much.
This is some straight bullshit.
Yeah. Hey. You're 30 seconds of straight bullshit. Start now.
Hang on. Restart the clock. Restart the clock. That was too funny.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
All right. You ready? You ready for this? Okay.
Oh, I see what you were doing there. You were doing the y'all ready for this? Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Tie roll. All right, you ready? 30 seconds. Go.
Slavery is wrong, Jeff. Slavery is the worst. I don't care how you frame it. You're the worst human being I've ever met, and I'm going to attack you personally because that's how this is supposed to be right now.
<That's>
Where's my
work.
Pen? I'm stabbing him. No, but I don't see how you get away saying that. I think that's wrong, and I hate you. Also, America.
5 seconds. Do you have anything more to add to that?
America, 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 America.
Okay, time's up. Very good. Okay.
Zach f- his mother.
Oh, hold on. The closing arguments here now. If you
hey,
want to include
wait,
that.
Wait, we can closing arguments
I'm
too?
Mitt Romney. Yes, I said I was Mitt Romney.
This is the closing statement now. This is what you have to... This is the 30 seconds that will reflect upon America for the next 4 years.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've never done a debate before.
Neither have I. None of us are qualified in that department, but we're having fun with it as much as we can. Jeff, your closing statements, please, for 30 seconds, and begin.
All right. Well, basically, with the kids, you take care of them. You can help you find a future wife so you don't live a sad, depressing, lonely life with just your kid. They grow up to their teenage years. They'll take care of your house and all that. You can make them do that. When you get old, they got to start taking care of you. So, you know, I think having a kid is just, you put a little work in it, you actually get a good payment out of it. And Zach is a whore, so.
5 seconds yet.
Yeah, well, he's a motherfucking whore who likes to kill black people.
Oh,
whoa!
Okay,
whoa!
Time is up.
Whoa!
Time is up. We would have cut you right off anyway. Those are some good points you bring up. Let's see how, we'll go to Zach now. The final 30 seconds, Zach. Time begins now.
I think you cut him off just like he's going to cut his children off as soon as they become of age, and then they're going to be a burden on society. They're going to be awful. All they're going to do is they're going to be like, I want to use things. I'm entitled to everything, and I'm a slave child. Now I need welfare and food stamps. They're the worst. You're the worst. I hate you.
They're going to want free con.
No!
Five seconds.
I wasn't trying to. You went the wrong angle with this. I was saying that they're poor.
Time, damn it! Time is up. Oh. That was a mess. And we're going
to
do
I had thing. Another argument that I was going to stay and not even get to because I'm so angry.
That's all right.
I don't even want the kind of chicks that I'm going to get with the children.
All right. So that was the debate. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you tune in next week when we debate another pressing issue in this nation's great existence. And
fuck off, Josh.
Shh.
America.
If you think that Zach won this debate, text the letter A to 864-962-7246. And if you think Jeff won this debate, text the letter B to 864-962-7246. Even more stupid stuff after this short break.
Did you know Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney was born with the full name Willard Mitten Romney? Truth. Waking a bear during hibernation is dangerous because he will mistake you for his teddy human. Fun fact, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre was planned by Hallmark in an attempt to sell more cards.
Fun facts!
Fun facts!
Fun facts!
At the end of every show, Rita waves her magic wand and conjures the least stupidest person in the room. How we become her lovely assistant is up to her, so Rita, what is the challenge this week?
See a penny, pick it up, and all the day you'll have one penny.
Still in a state of depression after receiving only $1 during the entirety of our six-week fundraiser, thanks, ADB, we realized we must take matters into our own hands if we want to get the stuff we need to make a better podcast. In this week's challenge, we will venture to the great outdoors in a mad search for money. We'll be given the choice of three nearby businesses as the setting for our treasure hunt, and 2 minutes to find as much spare change as we can get our hands on. The person who legally loots the most cash will be this week's winner.
Zach, as you won last week's challenge again, you have the option again of who goes first in this week's challenge.
Well, Jeff, since you are clearly in the lead on who's won the most challenges so far.
Maybe.
I'm going to go first.
All right. Zach's first.
All right, then.
And Josh, you're going to go second.
Okay.
Homie. We got tag team this.
You know me, homie.
Tag team.
Jeff, you can go last.
You.
All right, Jeff. So it goes Zach first. I'm going to go second. And Jeff, you're going to go last. Mm. Zach, you also get to pick which locations each of us will be allowed to search. The three places you have to choose from are grocery store, bank, and restaurant.
This is kind of rough.
Each with their own pros and cons there. Yeah, I would imagine you could find a lot at the bank, but I guess...
Can we go inside the bank?
No. You're limited within the parking lot of, right. of these area businesses.
Are we
here.
Allowed to bring an armed weapon?
It depends for what reason.
Well, I can't really disclose this information right now, but let's just say murder?
No, that's fine.
We're going to say no on that one.
I guess no.
Okay.
Sorry.
How about a large bludgeoning object?
That might work, sure.
Well, I guess this is tough. I'm going to hedge my bets on the bank.
You're gonna try the bank? Okay, so that leaves you with grocery store and restaurant for Jeff and I. One of us gets one of us gets the other. Imagine, if we went through the drive-thru, that would...
Yeah, when I worked at McDonald's, I dropped a lot of... Or I worked at a random fast food chain. I dropped a lot of change.
A very archy fast food chain.
Gold.
Let's call it the double N gold bars.
That sounds place. Racist.
What? Double N gold bars? How is that racist?
I don't know. It just sounds like some weird. It just sounds like some really veiled racism. That's all. It just sounds like creative racism.
The double N thing right there.
Oh, it's the N thing. Okay. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah, well, why don't. Josh, I feel like you're going to have the most luck at the restaurant.
Okay. So I'm going to the restaurant. Jeff, you're going to the grocery store.
Woo! Sticking with the shitty place.
I have quartered grocery carts.
Yeah, the place we're going to has it might be in your advantage. They have grocery carts where you cannot take a grocery
that's
cart.
That's a disadvantage because if I were going to a grocery store that charged me for carts, I'd be looking all over the parking lot for change.
Yeah,
true. But you get that quarter back.
It's true though. Yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
Not if I steal the cart.
Okay, so the order has been decided. The locations have been decided. The only thing we have left to do is teleport to the first location now. So, again, Zach, you'll have 2 minutes. We'll have to get a timer out. Okay, we'll do it that way. All right. So you have 2 minutes. When I say go, collect as much change as you can found within the perimeter of the parking lot. Don't get too close to the buildings here.
Yeah.
All right. And if you're ready, are you ready? Honey Mark?
I think so.
Get set. Go.
All right. I'm going to have to chase you around and do the color commentary so you, when you're talking, we can pick you up with a microphone here.
I hate you so much right now.
I hope it's not going to deter you too much. You're looking for any form of change you possibly can here.
And looking like a crazy loser.
And we're 10 seconds in and people are already looking at us.
Great.
All right. Any sort of change, we need this for the podcast now. Come on, Zach. Don't let us down.
I hate you.
Anything. Anything will do. All right.
No, that's a wood chip.
That is a wood chip. I don't think that's actual money. Oh. Are you about 30 seconds in?
What if I just take my wallet out and throw change on the ground?
No, I don't know. You're on camera now, too, so...
Yeah, that was a bad idea. That's incriminating.
We have black.
Oh.
You can do it. Just find a penny.
I don't see anything.
You're probably to the grass, too. I don't know if it would be there or why it would be there. I do like the close parking stalls too. I guess that's getting pretty close to the building, but...
Yeah, I don't really feel like that's a good idea. Yeah, but f*** it.
Surely. Another wood chip. God, if wood chips were nickels, you'd have, like, so many nickels right now.
I have two nickels.
Well, let me find the source of the wood chips.
I guess we go around the... No, I don't want to go back to the building.
You got about 30 seconds left now.
Man, I don't think I got anything, guys.
No.
I think I'm letting it down.
By the way, I have a timer on my phone, I just realized.
Oh.
As it records.
What does your timer say?
150.
150, so you got 10 seconds left. Anything will do here. It doesn't look like it's going to be anything.
No.
3, 2, 1.
None. Time is up.
Oh.
All right, let's get into a group here. Let's get into a group here. That was unfortunate. That was unfortunate. You didn't find any money, Zach. Your 2 minutes are up.
Kind guilt.
We couldn't bring Rita with us to count that money for you, but
I think I can count to zero.
So, and then you said we're going to the restaurant next. So that's my task of problem
it's
here.
It's true. I can hold the
Device.
Yeah, unless you want to.
I could do it. If you want to color commentate by stalking me, you're more than welcome to.
Perhaps.
And I'll stalk you with the camera.
Yeah! Are you going to go like all Blair Witch when it's your turn? Like, oh my god! Gotta find the money! No.
I'll give that to report for me.
Alright, so we're entering the parking lot of the restaurant location. Again, 2 minutes for myself.
I'll start you off so my timer's right.
All
right,
see, you're going to say go and you keep track of time. Is that all right?
Yep.
All right.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, God. All right, we're looking around here. We got to find any sort of money. Somebody's got to win. That is a bottle cap.
That's not money.
Not money. Is begging allowed?
No.
Okay.
I was actually wondering that myself.
Okay. I'm not gonna get too close to cars here,
oh,
just for.
Hey, can I just have a roller quarter?
All right, I'm gonna go closer to the building, but still out in the lot. Okay. Oh, that looks like a dime, but it was a rock. This is so hard.
I zoomed in on the rock for you.
All right. What's my time?
You got a minute left.
A minute.
A little bit more than
that. All right. Surely we can find something here. I'm taking the quick glimpse route here.
Yeah.
I feel that if there was money on the ground, I would notice it easily.
Right.
Especially in the back.
And so if I cover more space here, then I'll be able to find it, hopefully. Think so?
Oh, that smells so good.
It really does smell fantastic.
This is a bad idea. We're now going to waste money in the effort to... Alright,
any luck?
What's my time look like here?
Yep, thank
you. Car.
That is a car.
Game on,
you got 20 seconds.
20, alright, let's go close.
24.
We got this. Alright, we're going to go over here. Alright.
15.
Alright. There's Mountain Dew cans here. Shirley's got to be something here. 10. All right.
5. 4.
No, three, no, no, two, no. That's a piece four. Of gum. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Oh. And the face of the feet.
All right. All right. We are both at 0.
We're both at 0. Both
it is Jeff. Zero. Jeff, can you save the podcast?
I don't know. Let's make our way over to the grocery store.
Back to the grocery store. No, watch. We'll find something as we're walking over there.
I know. I still
think I should have employed your idea of like going really close to the building, like the drive-thru area, but... Yeah.
On a paper
clip, does that count? We're gonna have to make a list of things. Things that don't count as money. Wood chips, bottle caps, pieces of gum, paper clips.
Rocks.
Rocks. Pesos.
Yeah, where's if I find a Canadian quarter or something?
We'll convert that for you. See, now, this is the thing, though, too. This, with it being a Sunday that we're recording this, maybe there was some lunatic who, like, regularly comes through. All right, we're, again, entering the location of the grocery store. We'll get to a good spot to start here, and we'll start the timer. Again, 2 minutes, all you need to find is one penny, Jeff. Do you think you can do it?
I'm not feeling so good.
Is that the cold speaking, or is that just the whole... The whole of what you've seen
the
so far.
The whole of what both your guys' failures.
Okay.
So.
Well, I believe in you.
I think this is your best bet for a parking lot to find change.
I think this is a good choice. All right. You got 2 minutes, Jeff, and your time starts now.
Now.
All right. So we got 2 minutes again. Looking for money. He's already rushing towards the entrance where the carts are, it looks like. As he passes by a dime. Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to be color commentating. All right, I think this is the spot here. This is gonna be the hot spot, money zone. He's almost in the building, which is against rules here, but as long as he can safely find.
Not going inside. Should
have read up on the rules of loitering before we came here. Like, is that? I mean, I figured 2 minutes is going to be less time or the least amount of time that it would be considered that. But
right, people just might look at us like strangely right now.
Yeah. So as long as we don't go over like the 5 minute mark, I think we'll be all right.
Right.
I think you're coming up on 30 seconds here.
Let's see. Actually, we got a minute past already. You got about 50 seconds left, as far as I can tell.
Shiny thing, but it's just like crappy car fluid.
Gum wrappers.
Oh!
Oh! What is it?
Oh, no!
It's a banana sticker.
That was the biggest
Chiquita sticker.
It was the worst letdown of my life.
You got 20 seconds, Jeff.
No.
I'm gonna explain why I'm laughing shortly.
Oh.
And it wasn't just a banana sticker. You got 5 seconds, Jeff. 5 seconds.
Find something.
And time's up. All right. Go back to that banana sticker that you found, Jeff, and tell me what you see about 3 inches away from that.
That's more like 6 with a penny.
That's a penny. oh, Jeff!
Into the penny.
No, you could have. You could have won.
I was so disappointed by that sticker.
Well,
there we go.
The face of defeat. That is the phase of the defeat. At least we found a penny, which we'll put towards our podcast.
There we go. And Jeff is the winner.
Jeff is the winner by losing. It's a three-way tie at 0.
So now what?
It's a three-way tie. So let's warp back. Let's warp back to studio here.
Okay, now that we're back inside after failing our miserable challenges.
We all suck dick.
We don't know what happens now, so we're going to have to go to Rita for this one. Rita, what happens in the event of a tie?
Since all three of you ended in a tie score, the winner of this challenge will be myself.
Wait, what the man?
Can that happen?
Well, she makes the fucking rules.
She does, so I guess we're going to have to let her have that one. Her first win
I'm so happy for her for winning.
Yeah, I mean, good job, Rita, for your first win.
I didn't think it was possible, but I guess by our own failures that it was the only way that it could be possible.
I mean, technically, she did find a dollar because it was sent to her via PayPal, wasn't it?
That's true. That was true. Electronically done, so if she can count that dollar as part of this challenge, then she's got it in the bag. It's hers.
But at least none of you got so sidetracked by a sticker that you missed a penny right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely did happen.
Honorable mention does go to you. So if there's any award for that, you are the second least stupidest person in the room.
And in some ways, I think it makes makes Jeff the
worst person.
Yeah, the worst person.
The biggest loser.
Yeah, the biggest loser.
Yeah, I lost the most weight because I'm the biggest loser.
Oh. But you still have the flaps and stuff. They're like, the reunion show, and everybody's like stick thin, but they got like all these extra
all the
bags
skin.
Off with them.
They've got like tents on them.
They just got like stapled behind their back, so they look like the skin's normal.
It's like they're like wearing a windsuit, only it's made of skin.
They're wearing like f-ing flying squirrel suits.
Oh. Yeah.
They just go skydiving all the time.
Yeah.
Gross.
Base jumping.
Oh. All right, that's the end.
Follow us on Twitter at No Brainer Show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. let's see here. Facebook.com/No Brainer Show is where you can Facebook us.
If you'd like to send us mail that is electronic, it's nobrainershow@gmail.com. Or if you prefer to use cellular communication or text message us, it's 864-96-BRAIN. That's 864-962-7246.
I'm Zach, and I hate babies.
And I'm Jeff, and don't listen to Zach.
And I'm Josh, and I approve this message, and it is reminding you that life is stupid, and so is everyone.
Especially Jeff.
Especially fucking Zach.
Nope, I hate Jeff.
No, fucking Zach.